Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Joining us on the guest line here on a Patriots Monday on WEEI Afternoons is Drake May. Drake May is brought to you by Northeast Men's Health, the experts in treating men's sexual health with 6 New England offices or at northeastmenshealth.com. By Windward Mental Health, start your healing journey now at windwardmentalhealth.com. And by John Sewer and Drain Cleaning, the name to know when your drains don't flow. Drake May, I almost can't even ask you how you're doing this week. How could you be doing badly? You're in a 4-game winning streak. You're in the second seed in the conference. You completed 21 of 23 passes. Safe to say you're having fun these days?
Trying to. We got to keep it up. But yes, sir. Big win yesterday, and we got a tough challenge this week, so it should be some fun.
Let's start at the beginning of that game yesterday where you guys ran the ball chunk play after chunk play to Ramondre Stevenson, something I know you guys have been saying is close. Josh has been telling us patience, and it was working early on there. When you see that kind of success on the ground as a quarterback, are you thinking, oh, this is going to pay off because this is going to open play-action passing game, and this is really going to make this offense that much tougher to deal with?
Yeah, I think that's what you can think. I was really just thinking, hey, keep on feeding them. Keep on feeding the run game. That's what I was thinking during the game. Just keep giving it. And those guys were giving Andre some room, and they were making plays. So that's what I was thinking during the game. Just keep on running it.
Drake, what does it mean to you now, 18, 19 starts into your career, not even halfway through your second season in the NFL, to be achieving such statistical rarities every week, earning your name in all of these graphics on television and social media next to Dan Marino, Tom Brady, Joe Montana? I mean, you're on such a statistical roll right now. It's almost like we've never seen before.
Yeah, I think one of the best things that Coach Vrabel was saying this week, playing the Titans last week, was, stuff that's interesting versus important. I think all that stuff is interesting, and it's cool to be, in those graphics and whatever you mentioned. But I think what's important is trying to keep it going, keep on winning games. And you've got a home stretch here, so looking forward to getting back in front of the home crowd and give these, home fans something to cheer for.
Do you consider yourself a perfectionist? And I ask that because last night when the media in your press conference told you you were 21 of 23, you set the record for completion percentage, you were like, yeah, but there was a couple I'd like to have back, a couple I made bad decisions on. Do you consider yourself a perfectionist?
I think it's the nature of playing this position. You want to be perfect, and you're never going to achieve it, and you're going to try. But, there's times where I feel like I tucked it, and I had some guys open, and there's one on the sideline I missed, tied to Kyle, and one of the first for third down. So there's still stuff we left out on tape, and I'm thinking the fourth quarter we can do a better job of really putting them away. And really from that standpoint, that's how you got to look at it, and still try to learn from these wins that we do keep stacking.
Let's go back to what I think most of us believe to be, well, some might say it was the pass to Diggs on the sideline, but to me it was the deep ball, 39-yard touchdown to Kayshon Booty late in the second quarter that was the pass of the day. I think you guys needed that touchdown right there to really kind of wrest control away from the Titans because they were up early on you, 10-3. Take us through that how that one evolved. Booty said that you guys practiced that one all week, and I was just curious if you knew that on the TV broadcast, Jason McCourty said right before you took the snap, stepped back, and hucked it 55 yards that he was guaranteed sure that Josh McDaniels was going to slow play the drive and make sure you guys ended with the ball in your hands trying to score right as the clock expired.
No, I didn't see that. That's funny. So I think you're just trying to score a touchdown, usually kind of in a two-minute scenario, you try to you always take a shot deep to try to get a touchdown. We did the same thing last week in New Orleans. And, I think they gave us an opportunity. We took advantage of it. But, what a catch. I saw the replay of the catch with Kayshawn. Golly, that was a heck of a catch. And, I think you're always trying to come out with points. And, they say the term double dip after halftime to get points before and after. And we did that. So, from there, I think – the mindset to try to score points, and if they give a touchdown, that's what we're going for.
Patriots quarterback Drake May here on a Patriots Monday on WEEI Afternoons. Whether it's that catch, which I agree with you, heck of a catch. I actually thought you overthrew him when I saw it live. I was like, oh, I missed him, and then right on the fingertips, he snares it. Or even the throw to Austin Hooper, where he kind of mossed the defensive back. When you see guys make those plays for you, do you sort of bank that, and does that make you even more confident next time? Oh, next time, yeah, there's a guy on him, but I know he'll make a play for me. Is that confidence in the making?
Yeah, I think it's 100%. I think that's, gets confidence in me throwing to him. There's been numerous times, throughout the entire year. Remember the Hunter's catch over the middle against Buffalo? He get up and got it. Kayshawn's made some great grabs on the sideline, and Diggs getting his feet in and pop with the one-hander yesterday. I think that's just, just keeps on – going back to, them making plays for me. I think that's what my job is to do, give them a chance to make plays, and that's what we preach in that room, and they're continuing to do it.
Let's talk about Mike Vrabel for a minute, if we can. Obviously, a very emotional day for him, though he tried to downplay it all week long, heading back to where he used to work and prowl the sidelines for 6 years. Can you sort of talk about how that emotion spilled over onto you and especially the team? Seemed like both your post-game press conference, which we heard live last night on our post-game show, and then that video the Patriots circulated on social media afterwards where you gave him a game ball, seemed like you were a little bit emotional there as well yourself. What kind of seems like he's having a real profound impact on you, Drake.
Yeah, I think it meant a lot to us, him downplaying, not making it a big deal, and what I was hinting at earlier, what's interesting versus what's important. And he cared about us. He cared about his team. And he said that was in the past. And now he's moved on. He's worried about us. And we love playing for Coach. And I know I had a similar experience back in high school when I left my old high school and played my old high school in a game, and we beat him. And I know it's not the level of what Coach had being a head coach in the NFL, but I know that it just means more. And we know it means more for him. And go back to a place where he's had history and great success. So we wanted to win it for him, and I think it was cool to see him kind of care in the locker room and show some emotion.
You are the captain, you're the quarterback, but were you also a little bit nervous in that game ball presentation? Because you're still just 23, and this is Mike Vrabel. There's a lot of grown men circled around you. Were you a little nervous there?
I wouldn't say that. I think you just say what comes to mind, and whatever's on your – comes to mind, whatever on your heart. I think that's always something that's safe to go with. So that's been my mindset of anytime getting up in front of the team or inside the huddle, breaking them down. And I think that's the best way to approach it, just be yourself.
So, Drake, obviously you 21-23 in the passing yesterday, but you had a bunch of runs too. You're the second leading rusher, had over 60 yards on the ground, and took a couple of dings as well during the day. How are you feeling today? And Any sort of talk with Josh or Mike about avoiding that afterwards, or anything you can do to try to make sure that to keep you on the field and on the sidelines and out of the little blue tent?
Yeah, I think that's important, just being smart. Being smart and knowing, when to get down. And I slid a couple times yesterday and probably should have slid some more. But, I'm feeling good today and feeling good to go for get back out there practice this week.
Do you worry about your head, or is that just something when you play the game of football that can be an issue? We're all familiar with CTE and concussions and all that, but you have to kind of put it out of mind to play the game. Do you worry about it?
Yeah, I think that's something that you try to, really try to think of a lot. In this sport we play, it's a brutal sport, and we put our life on the line out there, and we know that, the benefits of it. They're paying us a lot of money to play this game. And really, I think, you know, you're playing to win. So I think at, you know, whatever cost, you know, third or fourth down or trying to get a first down or in the end zone is, I'm willing to, you know, put on the line for the team.
One of the things that we've seen happen is you continually establish different kinds of relationships and chemistry with the receivers. You know, it's good with the tight ends now. You and Diggs have something going, had something early with Pop as well. And obviously the deep ball with Kayshon Booty is excellent right now. We keep hearing that Kyle Williams is next in line, that he's really close to like making an impact on the game. Do you feel like that connection is near jumping out to the next level for you guys?
Yeah, I think he's doing all the right things. He's knowing where to line up. He's making plays in practice. He's making a lot of plays in practice on the scout team. So he's just keep on doing the right things, and he's got the right mindset. So he can help us, and we're just...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Yeah, we're excited to see what we can do in the future for us.
I don't know if it annoyed you at the time, but you probably remember a question I asked you about desire to win or the drive to win early in the year. I've taken a lot of heat for that. And the more you win, the more it seems like a dumb question that I asked you back then. But now I wanted to ask you a different question that I've talked to a lot of athletes about over the years. Do you like winning more or do you hate losing more?
Yeah, I think I hate losing. I think hating losing, is what I've kind of, throughout my, you know, any sports career, I think especially in a team sport, you know, that losing feeling, it hurts, and it's not a good feeling. So winning is enjoyable and fun, but there's still some things to work on. And losing, you know, you didn't put your best foot out there, and it's all that work you put into it. You want to come out on top.
With all the praise that's been coming your way recently, obviously pregame shows, postgame shows, national media, radio guys, everyone has been sending a lot of sunshine your way for the season that you're having. I'm just kind of curious. Who in your life right now is like your perspective checker, or who like makes sure that you like stay in line and don't get too high on everything? Is it your wife, your brothers who famously roasted you on draft night?
My brothers will be there for the rest of my life. They're always in the group chat or on FaceTime saying, you know, you had a guy open deep. My brother's at the game yesterday saying I had a guy open deep late in the game. So they'll always be there to, as the older brothers, to just remind me of.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. So I'll be always, they've always done that my whole life, so I enjoy it.
Well, tell them that Jason McCourty on the telecast said he's never seen anyone throw deep balls better than you, so your brothers must have really high standards. I want to ask you something about Mike Vrabel. You gave him the game ball. It's clear you guys love your coach. Like, we can just observe and see how much you care and appreciate for your coach. Has anything surprised you about playing for Mike Vrabel? Because I covered him as a player, and I thought he was more of a hardo than this. He seems to have a little bit more of a loving style of coaching or supportive style of coaching than I thought he might. But has anything surprised you through this to this point playing for Mike Vrabel?
No, I wouldn't say surprise. You're just kind of learning your head coach as you go about it. I don't think, you know, much of it is surprise. You're just kind of learning, you know, what he expects out of us each week, how much he's going to challenge us and coach us, and then how much he cares about us at the end of the day and sees the big picture of wanting to get the best out of us and wanting to do it in his way and what he feels like is best for the team.
So looking forward, Drake, obviously you guys – I think a lot of us are surprised, but it's awesome to see you guys are the number two seed in the conference, sitting at 5-2, four-game win streak, three road wins in a row, first time the franchise has ever accomplished that, so congrats. And now you come home for, I think, a couple of tougher tilts than people anticipate with Atlanta coming up in a few weeks, but then Cleveland this Sunday as well. How's this little gauntlet of these two home games followed by Tampa looking at you right now?
Yeah, I think it's a tough stretch. It's just a tough stretch for us going to be offensively. You know, the Cleveland's really good on defense. Atlanta does some great stuff. But, yeah, I think just focusing on Cleveland and trying to get back out there in front of a home crowd and try to, you know, keep on making one of our goals is being a making it tough to play at our place. And that's what we're trying to do. We know we got a tough challenge versus Cleveland on defense. They're playing well.
I saw the report that you hosted the offensive line dinner this week, some hibachi. How did that go? Is it safe to say there were not squirt guns filled with sake being shot around the room? Is that not okay? How'd that go?
Yeah, that wasn't – we told the hibachi guys that wasn't the vibe. We were just trying to get some food and camaraderie. So it was good.
And your wife made dessert? I read that detail. She made some homemade desserts for everybody. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, she's trying to, I think they like them, so they'll probably have to make some more for them pretty soon in the upcoming weeks.
All right, Andy, should we welcome him into his favorite new segment?
Let's go! It's may or may not time.
All right, Drake, so as you know... okay, well, it's good to know that that's your aw shucks for it. All right, so every week I want to ask you a couple of questions as we help get to know you, Drake, may or may not. Of course, may means yes. May not means no. Based off of your hibachi dinner with your teammates last week, may or may not, next time you have the offensive line over, hire a sushi chef.
Sushi? Ooh, I probably think that's a may. I'm not a huge sushi fan, but I know the guys are, so whatever the guys want, that's a possibility.
Okay, nice. In light of the trip to Nashville, country music, may or may not?
May, yeah, big country music. Big country music fan.
You got any favorites? Who are your favorites?
Ooh, favorites. Luke Combs from my hometown. Eric Church, big fan. Jason Aldean. I went to Morgan Wallen concert recently. He was good, so I like listening to everybody.
All right, we can maybe have a little rejoin there with some of your favorites here during the segment. May or may not, enjoy a good cry while watching an emotional movie.
May not. No, I'm not a very emotional crier watching movies. My wife is, but not me.
All right, and last one for this week. Pumpkin spice. It is the season. Pumpkin spice, may or may not?
May. I love pumpkin. Pumpkin bread, pumpkin pie. I'm a big pumpkin fan.
Nice. All right, time now for the quarterback question of the week, which is brought to you by Northeast Men's Health, the experts in treating men's sexual health with six New England offices or at northeastmenshealth.com. Kyle in Kingston wants to know, what did you think of your little taste of Massachusetts high school football on Friday Night Lights?
I was impressed. I think two good teams. It was a great game. I ended up on a game-winning field goal and was impressed with the crowd. It was awesome to get back into high school sports take a look back at reminding me of my days playing high school. So it was fun to go out there and watch.
Can I ask you what did you reach peak selfie or peak handshake, high five, or autograph? Like, or were people cool with you?
No, it wasn't too bad. I mean, a few fist bumps and selfies, but it was cool.
Massachusetts high school football on par with North Carolina?
I think that'd be interesting. I think Charlotte football and North Carolina football is a little bit slept on, in my opinion, but I was impressed up here. I think it'd be some good games.
All right, man. Appreciate you having a little fun with us. Maybe we'll get you a pumpkin spice latte if we're ever in studio with you again. And good luck against the Browns and Myles Garrett this week.
Thank you, guys. Go Pats.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing is precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.